cleared both and Senate. Virginia becomes the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana, joining 15 other states and the District of Columbia. Legislation now goes to Democrat Governor Ralph Northam, who supports legalization. The bill was a top priority for Democrats, who framed legalization as a necessary step to end the disparate treatment of people of color under current marijuana laws. The Justice Department says it will appeal a judge's ruling that the federal government's eviction moratorium is unconstitutional. Prosecutors filed a notice on the case this evening saying it's appealing the matter to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. This is SRN News.
Happy New Year. This is Karen Holloway with Lone Star Transfer. If you felt like booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's been almost impossible over this last year. Many owners have reached out recently for help, upset that their yearly dues have nearly doubled this maintenance fee season, and are concerned with what the future may hold. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has had the pleasure of helping over 13,000 owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. What a blessing. With our A-plus rating with the BBB and the countless five-star testimonials, our clients are eager to let you know Lone Star Transfer is the company you can trust. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Give Lone Star Transfer a call today to receive a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4860 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great career move? You're going to want to hear this. Chad's AC Direct is looking for lead service and installation techs installing heating and air conditioning units. Must have 2 to 3 years of experience. How about $60,000 to $100,000 a year? Yeah, $60,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus Blue Cross Blue Shield and $700 to $3,000 Christmas bonus. Chad's AC Direct has been a trusted name in the River Region for over 28 years and is a great place to work. Call Chad today at 264-6464. That's 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct, license number 9. 424-9244.
William Mason Salon is the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville, offering massages, manicures, pedicures, facials, and world-class hair care. They are an upscale salon and spa without the upscale price. Their stylist commitment to continuing education keeps them inspired, on trend, and ready to help you achieve the style you're after. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Learn more about their services at williammasonsalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear, located in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville. Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern lifestyle store. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just an amazing end to the month of February after such a cold month. But we're ending on an unusually warm note. Even tonight will be very mild. Mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Rain chances tonight and tomorrow are very low, generally on the order of about 20%. High temperature approaching a record will be in the low 80s tomorrow, with the record high tomorrow 83. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely Sunday night and Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Genesis the clue, he was 12 years old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug, 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, he looked like 25.
Ah, the Jim Carroll Band, great song. The Bowl of Tapioca Pudding Administration has issued their mask challenge to us Americans, forcing us healthy Americans to wear a mask on all federal property, including national parks, and even while traveling. It gets worse than that. Hold on, we actually have a telephone call. Hey, caller, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
You don't have any help there tonight?
Oh, no, I'm by myself, man.
Well, all you have to do is call me. I'll come in and ask the phone for you.
Oh, I love doing this. I love being here. I mean, got the whole building to myself, man.
Let me tell you something. This is one of the best shows that that people can only discover by looking for it.
Yeah.
But it is fantastic.
You're right.
I get no
advertising or anything. You're right. I get nothing. I think they're ashamed of me, but that's okay. I don't mind.
No, I don't believe that. interesting show as usual.
Well, thank you.
I would say there's so many things that, you know, you've gotten into and talked about as usual. I can't possibly even know where to start. So I would, you know, just say a couple of things, though.
Sure.
You know, and first of all, if you listen to folks long enough, bad folks long enough, if you let them talk long enough, they'll tell you what they're going to do.
Absolutely,
they'll tell you exactly what they're going to want. They're going to do.
That is correct.
And there's so many times that I've seen, you know, really bad people just go ahead all but confess right on the air, you know, hey, this is what we're up to, you know.
this
whole Harbinger thing with New York City, absolutely, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that the United States is Mystery Babylon. And,
I do, too.
You know, New York City is the epicenter of that.
Yes, sir.
I do believe they're going to have total destruction rain down on them somehow or other.
Me too.
You know, for thumbing their nose at the Lord like they have for all this time. But I digress. I was recently rewatching Sherlock Holmes, the Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Movies.
Oh, yeah, good. Good stuff.
If you will watch those movies,
mm-hmm.
you will see exactly what's going on.
Really?
Right now. You're talking about people, bad people doing bad things,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, having bad plans for world domination, enrichment of themselves, and elimination of, you know, most of the population of the earth.
Right.
Satanic things, mm-hmm. you know, that, you know, they would do and get away with if they could.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing how it really parallels what both you and I know, at least, is going on.
Yes. Yes.
And so, like I said, if you listen long enough, bad people like that, bad people in high places will tell you exactly.
Oh, yeah. They want to brag about it. They want to brag about it so bad they can't stand it.
Don't they know?
Yeah. They really do.
And they already have.
Yeah.
They are, and they already have. Now, here's some hope, though, okay?
Okay.
Because I like to deal with hope because, you know, hope is something that faith, hope, and love are left to us by the Lord. Those are the three that remain
mm-hmm.
here on the earth. And that we grasp firmly to because we know the outcome of
right.
the wicked.
That's right.
We know it.
I'm with you.
We don't have to wonder about it. We don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
You know, how many times in the Bible, and the Lord has a way, you know, he has a way of taking what people do for bad and turning around for good
Amen.
For those that love the Lord.
Amen.
And are called according to his purposes.
That's right.
You know, those bad people, they will have judgment. The grace of God has been extended. This is the period of grace. It's the age of grace, and I thank God for it, because had we not had the age of grace here, old Papa B, he'd be burning in hell right now. He wouldn't have had a catch chance.
Yeah, same here.
So I want to thank God for the grace and mercy he's shown us thus far, and the window of repentance is open. So we need to encourage everybody to see, you know, that window and pass through it.
Well said.
Now, the Daily Audio Bible.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, it's just a little website I, you know, found. A guy that just reads the Bible a few minutes a day. And one of the lessons this week was on, and I wrote this down, Mark 8, because I'm not a Bible scholar. I know the Bible, but you'd have to, you know, get me to look it up if you
sure.
want chapter and verse and everything. Mark 8, 27-38, also referenced in Matthew 16.
Yeah, they repeat them.
Jesus and the disciples, and I'm not going to, you know, try to go into a long thing, but just bear with me.
Okay.
They were on their way to Caesarea, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Caesarea was a town that was verboten
right.
for the Jews, okay?
Right.
It was a very wicked town.
Yes, it was.
Okay, but they were going, they were heading that way. And now in Caesarea, they worshiped the god Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now Pan was also known as the god of war, but also known as the god of confusion. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, that's who they worshiped. And one of the places there in Caesarea was called the Gates of Hell.
Wow.
Okay. So that's where, as they were walking, Jesus asked his disciples, well, who do people say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one would say Elijah, and others say this, and others say that. And Peter said, he said, well, who do you say I am? Peter blurted out, you're the Messiah. That's, you're the Christ. You're the Son of God.
That's Peter.
And Jesus said, upon this rock, this statement, because mm-hmm. it's given to you by the Father, I will build my church, and mm-hmm. the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
So we're faced against the gates of hell. Don't make any mistake about it. Mass panic and confusion is what they have wanted. That's what they deal with. That's mm-hmm. their currency. That's what they love. That's what the rulers of this earth love to do, and I'm not talking about just, you know, flesh and blood rulers of the earth. I'm talking about the spiritual rulers of this earth.
Yep,
they love to deal with that.
Of darkness.
Yep. So, anyway.
You're right.
But I would say, just wait now. Just wait a minute. Look and wait and watch what the Lord can do, okay?
Okay.
Because if you look at what, like Antifa, for instance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at what they did in Seattle, you know, Portland, all right? So they're burning the city down, and the mayor comes out there like he's going to be all buddy-buddy with them where before they turned on him.
Exactly.
Okay. So these folks, this fire that they've created, that they've egged along, this dragon that they fed and were hoping that would turn on the good folks, the Christians, the believers, watch it.
Yeah, they've lost control.
Don't turn around and get on them.
They've lost control.
Yeah, don't get too depressed about things, folks. It's, you know, the Lord is in control of this earth. He will have his way and his will. And right now, the door of grace is open. Let's all seek to walk through it. Okay?
Well said.
All right, sir. Have a good one.
Take care, Papa B. See you, buddy.
Have a good one.
See you. All right, caller, I need you to hold on. I've got to get this break. It's only 3 minutes.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great finance and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero turn mower. All day comfort, year after year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Smithers, turn on the surveillance monitors.
Yes, sir.
It's worse than I thought. Each morning at 9, they trickle through the gate. They go home early. They come in late. reeking of cheap liquor, they stumble through the day. Never give a thought to honest work for honest pay. I know it shouldn't vex me. I shouldn't take it hard. I should ignore their capering with a kingly disregard. But look at all those idiots. Oh, look at all those boobs.
And the man we have on the phone now is anything but an idiot. So I want to welcome my friend Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Shalom.
How are you, my friend? I played that for you, by the way.
I know you did, and thank you for that.
You're welcome.
There's another one you might want to listen to and see if you want to squeeze a piece of it in to your playback.
Okay.
Bumper music, I guess is what they call it, right? Bumper music?
Yeah, that's what they say it is. I don't know.
It's a little ditty from a group called World Party.
World Party. That sounds familiar to me.
Yep. They were okay. World Party. Mm-hmm. And the song that just really hits it is Ship of Fools.
Ship of Fools. I've heard
Yeah, it's an old song, but their rendition just really nails it with the bass. And you'll check it out. You'll like
it. I will.
You'll like it a lot. Terry, what do you make about this information that's come out where the journal about UFO crash parts from Roswell and other places, the debris, they're coming out and saying, yeah, we got it. We're testing stuff. We don't know what it is. I think they're slowly, bit by bit, trying to get us acclimated to the idea that there's some technology that has been built into our technology that didn't come from here. That's my take.
You're absolutely correct. A guy named Philip Corso, who's a retired
colonel.
I've got the book, The Day After Roswell.
Day After Roswell.
And he claims that that's where we got night vision. That's how our computer technology just exploded with the chips.
The other one was fiber optic.
Yes, I forget
that was
all
one,
this stuff.
Fiber optic.
Yeah.
And in this latest batch of info that came out, something about a type of
tenonoid?
Metal cannot be burned,
yeah.
But pertains, they call it memory metal or something like that.
Tenonol or tinnitol, something
it starts,
like that.
Yeah, it starts with an N.
Nitotol, N-I-T-O-T-I-L or something like that.
Something like that. But on something more close to home, I want to mention this to you.
Sure.
I have a family member who has Lyme disease, great pain. He's never going to get over it, of course.
No, he's not.
Once you get those little spirochetes in your system, they're with you.
I know.
The treatment that is showing to be very effective in combating the joint pain inflammation from that condition for mm-hmm. the spirochetes, as well as just general arthritic pain,
mm-hmm.
get this. They take bee venom, and they zap you, you know, where you have pain, mm-hmm. joint pain particularly, with like a little insulin syringe that has bee venom in it.
Really?
Yes. And it is proving to be very effective.
Wow.
It also may have some effect in helping your body to fight off the corona-type viruses.
Wow.
Wink, 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 nudge, nudge.
Uh-huh. I know what you're saying.
You can't patent bee venom.
No, you can't. They'll figure out a way to do it.
My grandfather, God bless his soul, he was a beekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally got stung so many times. One flew up the pant leg and got him.
Wow.
Yeah, in the bad place there.
Yeah, I understand.
And the doc told him, he said, you really just can't have any more stings. You've had enough now.
Wow.
And he had to stop keeping bees. But for the longest time, my grandmother was bad with arthritis. He never had a lick of it.
Wow.
And he swears to it was because he was constantly getting stung.
That's amazing.
Might be something to it.
Yeah, there could be. Who knows? That's
but
amazing.
These little spirochetes now, they're like little corkscrew-shaped guys.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, there's bacterium that come in different shapes, you
right.
know, the round and the spiral and the rod. We're learning more and more about these things, but it does make you wonder if what they were doing to those boys at Tuskegee
I know.
in other places, if that wasn't just the very beginning of, hey, let's see what happens if we give him this.
Yep, I think you're right.
And I can't tell you where it was, but there was some town, this was in the 50s, they had people that were military, you know, usually a buck private. Mm-hmm. Have a drink of water, soldier. Sir, no, thank you. I'm not thirsty. That's an order, soldier. And then, you know, start the tape rolling and everything. They did it to a whole town. They aerosoled a whole town.
I remember.
And infected the entire town with some type of flu bug. And that was in the 50s, Terry.
Yep. You're right,
Doctor. Everybody in the town caught the flu bug from getting aerosoled.
Yep. Dr. Stan Monteith talked about that. Yep.
Who, Monteith?
Yeah. Dr. Stan. Yeah.
Monteith. Oh, did you know that, I saw this earlier and I want to tell you, Francis Crick, you know, won Nobel Prize along with the other guy whose name I can't remember. Pardon?
I was just laughing at that. He wins a Nobel Prize. Nobody can remember who he is.
You can Crick, but the other fellow, and I just read about it today again, Nobel Peace Prize for DNA, identifying the helical, you know, and what DNA is.
Right.
And the thing that was not mentioned in this article that I looked up was the fact that Crick also was a strong believer in the possibility of panspermia, that life could be seeded throughout the galaxy by different means, not just the precursors of life, the chemical compounds, but actual, you know, life itself, like a microbe.
Wow.
That might be laying in a lake bed on Mars that we're drilling, looking for, and everybody and their brothers up there, even the United Arab Emirates has got a presence on Mars now. UAE.
Yep.
I wonder what it's doing up there. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yes. Go back and watch 2010, the Kubrick film.
Yeah.
And then watch the one that came out, the one that was the follow-up to that one, 2010?
Yes.
Okay, in that one, the character Dave, Dr. David, he's warning the crew of the Leonid, I think, which is a Russian ship that is hanging out right there at Jupiter. And he warns them, y'all need to get out of Jupiter's orbit. And they said, you know, why? And he answers in the same line that was at the end of the movie, 2001, something wonderful is about to happen. You never know what the Almighty can do.
True.
But as Solomon found out after the temple was built, when he told the people, you know, we need to keep the laws, and then they didn't, lamentations occurred. Because if my people, who I call by my name, will turn away from their wickedness, then I can heal their land. But we have to do our end too. And one of those things is stop killing babies in the womb.
Well, see, it's not just us, though. That's the problem.
I know it's the whole world, Terry.
It's the Luciferian psychopaths running this place. They're the ones that are never gonna humble themselves to God, ever.
The ones that follow the liar.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether they're willingly doing it or idiots.
Doesn't matter. They're doing it.
And last thing, and then I'll go, because I'm sure that my friend Cooter wants to talk to you, I have a feeling. God bless you too, Cooter.
Yeah.
The Hagia Sophia in Istanbul, i.e. Constantinople.
Yeah.
Just last year, Erdogan has now said, no, that's now a mosque again. It's not like the blue mosque across the road isn't enough. Now they got to take an Orthodox Christian church and put their stamp on it and say, no, we're going to snub Christ, because Hagia Sophia in Greek means holy wisdom. That's what it means. Hagia Sophia, the holy wisdom of the Maker. The church was dedicated to Espiritu Sancti.
Well, they can't have that.
They can't have it, but what they can do is they can go rename something.
True.
And there it is, where, what shall we call you? He says, I am what I am.
That's right.
We can't make him something different. He is God.
That's right.
So with that, may peace be upon you.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
And I'm Terry, I'm praying for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm praying for you, too.
We'll see you next Saturday.
We'll see. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right, caller, I know you're holding on. I have got to hit this break. I'm already late, so hang on.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
As a business owner, you're reevaluating, reinventing, rethinking how you do business. And if you're paying too much for Spectrum, maybe it's time you reconsider your provider. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com and get 2 months free on WOW Business Internet for just $49.99 a month. Save even more with a phone line. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com and together we'll reimagine what your business can be. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Please be aware that the availability of the COVID-19 vaccine is limited. The Alabama Department of Public Health is currently offering the COVID-19 vaccine to healthcare workers, long-term care residents, first responders, Alabamians ages 65 or older, education sector employees, and those living or working in congregate settings. Frontline critical workers are also eligible. Frontline critical workers include persons working in the following fields: first responders, correction officers, food and agriculture, U.S. Postal Service, manufacturing, grocery stores, public transit, and the judicial system, including, but not limited to, circuit judges, and district attorneys. Please continue to practice social distancing, proper hand washing, and mask wearing. Vaccine eligibility will continue to expand. For information on current or future eligibility requirements, or to schedule an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine at a county health department, please visit alcovidvaccine.gov. Sponsored by the ADPH, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just an amazing end to the month of February after such a cold month. But we're ending on an unusually warm note. Even tonight will be very mild. Mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Rain chances tonight and tomorrow are very low, generally on the order of about 20%. High temperature approaching a record will be in the low 80s tomorrow, with the record high tomorrow 83. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely Sunday night and Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Taking care of business, trying to get the truth out there to the masses. That's what I'm doing. I have a call. Joe has patiently been standing by. Thank you, Joe, for holding on. You are on the air. Joe? Terry to Joe. Joe?
Joe, can you hear me?
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, okay, thanks. Thanks, Brother Terry. Man, when I was listening to your previous two callers, and I thought to myself, man, this is great, you know. Mm-hmm. These guys, they're talking about things that's, you know, current, mm-hmm. current issues, whatever, you know, the current world.
Right.
But then they're applying the Word of God to it.
Trying to.
And, man, I know your show, I've listened to it from the get-go, from the beginning. I know you've gone into some real, real deep subjects, you know, like time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Forces in space, you know, just wide variety of really pretty deep topics, I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
but this nanotechnology, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's been around a long time.
Yeah, it has.
I'd say just maybe past 10, 15 years it's gotten more commonly known.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, what's so great about tonight is what I've heard so far on the show. I didn't catch it from the start, but bringing up issues that's currently happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And these callers, especially the past two callers, that apply God's word to it.
Yes.
Man, it's been such an encouragement, man.
Good.
Because
good.
I could listen to your shows on this topic. Or I don't know if it's a topic tonight, but I could listen to callers like this and you.
Have some good callers.
For the whole entire rest of the show, man. I just want to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, I know at times you say your show's to get people to wake up, but, you know, the Word does say there'll be very few. You know, I think Jesus said that.
Mm-hmm.
And he is Lord and King.
Amen.
So what he says goes. There'll be very few.
I'm fine.
But I'll breathe a few away, Terry. But I appreciate you so. And I
thank you.
Hope you keep it going a long time to come, brother.
I'm going to try. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you,
Joe.
Take care, buddy. Oh, I'll be great. See you. That's very nice. I appreciate him saying that. It's very nice. The Bowl of Tapioca Pudding Administration has issued their mask challenge. Of course, as I said, they're forcing us. We have another call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, I'm going to throw some things at you tonight.
Please do.
First off, so far, man, a really, really a great show as usual.
Thank you.
Very, very informative. I'm going to throw a teaser at you first.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Holy Oath, Aka, A-K-A-E?
No.
It's very, very interesting. However, only in the book of Enoch, one Enoch, nowhere else, any place else you can find it, it's extremely distorted. I mean, it's very distorted, but it's very, very interesting. I'm going to cover it on another night. But my question for tonight, do you believe the Nephilim and the giants are still around today? And has there been another round of fallen angels? And if so, what does that have to do with Mystery Babylon?
I believe that we're told that they were here after the flood. I believe that's in the regular Bible, that they were around before and after the flood. So as far as giants, I think each generation they got smaller, but I think the bloodline is still here. That's just my opinion.
Okay. You talked about, I guess 3 weeks ago, I can't remember how long now.
Yeah,
about the Iron Mountain reports and all about spending money in war, making weapons of mass destruction, and et cetera.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
If you go to Enoch, chapter 8, and it says, and Azazel taught men to make swords, knives, and shields, mm-hmm. and breastplates, mm-hmm. and made known to them the metals of war and how to work them. And out of them arose much godliness, and they committed fornication, you know, and they led men astray and corrupted in all their ways, okay? what you talked about and what you talked about like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, et cetera, is happening right now. The vaccination is going on, the chemtrails, the 5G, the transhumanism. It's all about trying to abolish our DNA, redo our DNA, okay?
Absolutely right.
Now, think about this and plant this in your head. Again, it's about the fallen angels and what they had done. You go to Enoch chapter 9, and it says, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from the heavens and saw much blood being shed in the earth and all the lawlessness being brought upon the earth. And they said to one another, cries go up to the gates of heaven, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And this
right.
is one of the cries went to the archangels. And eventually the watchers petitioned Enoch. We've talked about that several times. But now, here are some things that most people have never associated this type of thing with. If you go to Luke 17, 26 to 30, as it was in the days of Noah, and so will be in the days of the sons of man, they did eat, drink, they married wives, they were given to marriage until that day Noah entered the ark, the flood came and destroyed all of them. Likewise, also was it in the days of Lot, when they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. And the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them. All right? Now, the Bible never actually gives the specific names of the angels that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. However, the Jewish book known as the Talmud gives a clearer picture as it states their names as Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel.
You can find
that in Bava Metta 86b.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they gave the names. Wow.
Now, if you go back to Enoch chapter 9, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, okay, that found the fallen angels. So it's the same angels, right? And from the interaction with the angels had of Abraham, according to the Bible, they were referred to as a group, not as individuals. They said to him, and if you go to Genesis 18, it says, and the Lord appealed to him by the yokes of Merah, and they stood at the door of the tent in the heat of the day, and lifted their eyes, and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Uh-huh.
That's the three angels. And the Lord said, because of the great outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very great. And I will go down and see what they had done and deal with their outcry and so forth. All right?
Wow. Okay.
And then Abraham intercedes for Sodom. And it goes on and says, so the men turned from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood before the Lord. And Abraham draws near and said, we indeed sweep away the righteousness with the wicked. Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. And he goes on and negotiate. We've heard that all of our lives, all right?
Right.
But though tied, these missions were very much different. Michael's mission was to inform Sarah of the gift of God to her. Raphael's mission was to heal Abraham and save Lot, of course. And Gabriel's mission was to destroy the city, all right?
Wow.
Now, if you go to Jude 1:6, it ties all this together, and we've missed it our entire life.
Tell me. I can't wait. Tell me.
And the angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, but left in the proper dwelling, he has kept them in eternal chains under gloomy darkness till the judgment of the great day.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulge in sexual morality and pursuit of natural desires. In other words, the Nephilim.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
From the cosmic perspective, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by God of the Bible, not for the wickedness, but because of the wisdom and insight. This, again, testified to Nephilim contamination. The Gnostics believe that God of the Bible is the evil God who enslaves human mankind in ignorance.
Uh-huh.
The Gnostics, by the way, who are just weird, horrible people, believe that the post-Nephilim kings, on the other hand, were the enlightened purveyors of forgotten wisdom and insight, and therefore God destroyed man of grace, podilivium, sources of enlightenment that was found at Sodom and Gomorrah. All right? Now, Sodom and Gomorrah was the founding city and most likely the gathering point for all the Nephilim after the flood.
Wow.
But now, think about this one. And I know you're getting close to a break, but
go ahead.
I got a little bit more, and I'm going to tie this into Babylon here, even if I have to hold over. But 1 Samuel 15:3. Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and women, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey.
They were all contaminated.
All right? Because they were descendants of Anak, the Amalekites living in the Negev. You'll find that in Numbers 13:23. So they're all in Nephilim, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you have to go on a break. Do you want me to go ahead and take a break, and I'll finish this when you get done?
I'd rather you just go ahead.
Okay. The judgment of Babylon, the oracle concerning Babylon. Now, this is from the Bible, all right? This is Isaiah 13, 1 to 3. O bare hill, raise a signal, cry aloud to them, wave the hand for them to enter. For the gates of the nobles I have commanded my consecrated one. I myself commanded my consecrated one. Now listen to that, consecrated one, and have summoned my mighty men to execute my anger and proudly exalt one. Now if you go to the Septuagint, the same verse says, lift up a standard of the mountain of the plain, exalt the voice of them, beckon with the hand, open ye gates, you rulers. Now, note, this is my words, not the Septuagint.
Mm-hmm.
These are not normal rulers, okay? But it goes on to say, I give command, this is the Septuagint, and I bring them, giants are coming to fulfill my wrath, rejoicing at the same time and insulting, and at the same time and insulting, okay?
Hmm.
And Babylon, the king of the glory of kingdoms, will be like Sodom and Gomorrah, and God overthrew them. So it ties in Sodom and Gomorrah to Babylon.
Nephilim and Babylon,
all right?
Yeah.
Now, if you go to Revelation 14:8, angels sound, and Babylon, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has made all nations drunk of the wine. Revelation 8:2, fallen Babylon is great. She is the dwelling place for demons and hunt. And so forth. But now, one other thing, Terry, I just want to throw at you as food for thought.
Okay.
We've talked about this several times, but again, I've missed it. If you go to Enoch in chapter 1, the very beginning of Enoch, the words of the blessed of Enoch, whereas he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living the days of tribulation while all the wicked and the goddess are to be removed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So Enoch is about the final days of tribulation, written for a future generation, which is us, right? And it goes on to say, the Holy One, the Holy Great One shall come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will turn upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear in his camp. And it says, all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great trembling will seize them at the ends of the earth.
Wow.
I thought the watchers were gone.
Yeah. Apparently not.
Okay. This is in Enoch 1, way, way before it gets to talking about the watchers and the fallen angels and so forth, all right?
Right.
So if you tie that in, you tie that in with Sodom and Gomorrah, and you tie the angels that came down, because Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, these are heavy-duty archangels, okay?
Yes.
And they came down for a definite, and then I can go on and share with you several different things, but you're absolutely right. America is Babylon. America is Babylon the Great. It's going to be destroyed.
Absolutely. I believe that with all my
very,
heart.
Very rapidly. Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's happening right now, and there's nothing we can do about it because it's in prophecy. We can pray about it, but it's in prophecy. It's going
to
happen.
Exactly. And these people that are praying for America, you're asking God to go back on his word. Don't pray for America. Pray for Americans, the people in this country. I pray for God's will be done, no matter what it is. He's a lot smarter than I'll ever think about being. Whatever his will is, that's what I pray to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Frank.
But I wanted to tie that together, because I don't know if anybody's ever tied that together before.
I've never heard it like that before, man. That's great. Good job.
Yeah, it's interesting. But,
excellent job.
But take a look at that other what I talked about, the Holy Oath, A-K-A-E.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, but I know you're past your break, so I'll go by and let other people call, but thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, my friend.
All right.
All right. Got to hit a break. I had to hear Frank. Can't help it.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interests. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Why do we choose Chappie's Deli? Great customer service and JT Pays.
And of course, the delicious food, Leanne, and a huge menu full of my favorites. Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I have the TVs are always on in the studio, and I turned it from whatever communist news network they had on, and it's on one of the, I don't know, it has all the old TV shows on it, and it's nothing but pharmaceutical commercials. Oh, my dear God. Back to what I was trying to tell you. Okay, new orders have come down from the bowl of tapioca pudding and his administration, giving the TSA, and if you've flown lately, you know what a nightmare it is because of TSA. It is ridiculous. Well, now they've got a whole new level of power, which includes punishing those who don't comply with the mask mandate. An actual TSA press release says, and I quote, passengers without a mask may be denied entry, may be denied boarding, or continued transport. In other words, if you're on a transit flight, you've flown and you have to catch another flight, you're in the middle of nowhere, but your next flight takes you to your destination, they may stop you from getting on there. Failure to comply with the mask requirement can result in civil penalties. Those passengers who refuse to wear a mask will not be permitted to enter the secure area of the airport, which includes the terminal and gate area. Depending on the circumstance, those who refuse to wear a mask may be subject to a civil penalty for attempting to circumvent screening requirements, interfering with screening personnel, or a combination of those offenses. And yes, it applies to children over the age of 2, which means if a 3-year-old is struggling to keep her mask on while going through security, TSA can prevent the entire family from boarding. They can even fine the family. This is insane, folks. And if you think you're going to get a break from wearing your mask while you eat your sandwich or take a sip of your beverage, guess again. The new regulations instruct travelers to actually put their mask back on between bites. I'm not making this up. The directive says, and I quote, prolonged periods of mask removal are not permitted for eating or drinking. The mask must be worn between bites and sips. Not only are you forced to wear a mask, but now they're doubling down on what kind of mask is acceptable. Let me continue with the TSA press release, and I quote yet again. According to the CDC order, face masks should cover the nose and mouth and fit snugly against the sides with no gaps. Masks can either be manufactured or homemade and should be a solid piece of material with no slits, exhalation valves, or punctures. While medical masks and N95 respirators fulfill CDC and TSA's requirements, face shields and or goggles are not an acceptable substitute for use of a mask. However, they may be used in addition to an acceptable mask. Officials have already touted the idea of making us wear 2, 3, even 4 masks at one time. And it wouldn't surprise me if this new recommendation becomes mandatory for all of us in weeks to come. This is unbelievable. No wonder Americans are fed up with air travel. I hate to fly. To be honest, I don't see myself flying ever again. I just don't. It's ridiculous. You know, I remember the old days when you could smell them cooking the food. It smells so good. When I flew to Britain in 93, the last two rows of that international flight were smoking. You could sit back there and smoke. It was nice. The food was real food. You got real silverware that you ate with. It was really, really fun. It's not fun anymore. It sucks. And it's because of TSA. I don't like TSA. When Lynn and I, when I bought the shop in 96, it took us 4 years. The year 2000, we became Ichiban Gold, which is one of the top 50 Kawasaki dealers in the world. We won a trip. It was supposed to be to South Africa, but because of 9-11, so it was 2001. It was 4, 5 years. Because of 9-11, they changed it to Hawaii. Well, this is they started the TSA garbage. I go to the Montgomery Airport where tickets were, and because the name on my license says Robert Adams instead of Terry Adams, the little girl was not going to let me on the flight. I was about to not to get to go to Hawaii to stay at the Four Seasons, a trip we had won through a lot of hard work from Kawasaki because my name didn't match the one on my license. Luckily, a gentleman that was also at TSA that I knew used to be one of our parts suppliers happened to recognize me. He vouched for me and said he would sign something if he had to, an affidavit stating that I was who I said I was. That's the only way I got on the plane. I think they do it just to be mean, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like they get on this trip, this control trip, this power trip. It's horrible. I don't like TSA. I guess that's probably coming across right now, is I don't like TSA. I don't. I don't trust them. I don't like them. And I don't see where we actually really, really need them. I just posted something a little while back. Stuart Best wrote, it's on Clearing the Air. You really need to go read it because he, much like Frank, he digs deep. And there's a lot of really, really good stuff there that you need to see. Something else I found is Pelosi. Pelosi is the reason that there were not enough police during the, quote, insurrection. She's the one that had them stand down. She's the one that refused to let them come to the Capitol. She's behind a lot of this stuff. She is evil. She's a witch, man. I'm telling you, that woman is a witch. She really is. She's evil. She's just pure evil. Let's see. This is a February 4th blacklisted news article. The United States Federal Reserve wire systems went down completely. 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time, making it impossible for banks and other financial institutions to transfer money. The interruption impacted multiple Fed services, including its pivotal automated clearinghouse system, which connects depository and related institutions, allows them to send electronic credit and debt transfers. So nobody really knows what happened. It just went down. That's scary. That is very scary. There's no telling what else. I mean, this stuff's going to start happening more and more. And what's going to happen is one of these days, real soon, you're going to go to your ATM and it's not going to work. It's going to be down. The banks are going to be closed. This is when this whole thing is going to suddenly come into play. They're going to basically devalue our dollar. It's going to be game over because they want to take care of us. They want to suck every dime out of us or at least make the money that we have worthless, to eliminate any power we might have against them. You understand that? You understand what I'm saying? That's coming. It's coming, folks. Because they want to get rid of their... Well, they pretty much are destroying America as I speak. The Bible says they're going to do that. I mean, this is all biblical. It's all scripture.